I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeff kind of found him another jersey, I see.
I like that jersey. You think he can wear that or no?
It was one that CK was handing to me, and then Jeff ended up wearing it.
No. See?
Yes.
See? No. That's not it at all. Because I actually got this before CK gave you yours.
I don't believe it. Because
I wanted to. You want to get the Cluster Buster in
turn
here?
Turn around.
Sure.
You want to get the.
All right, that's not the same
so
one.
So he gave. You want to get
the same one.
What was yours?
I know it's not.
It said something extra on the back.
Yeah. I know.
But at that point, he did have on that.
I know.
That cartoon jersey.
Yeah, I changed my shirt.
Landfill's out here going after the analytics pros on Twitter. What was the tweet from the B. Mitch and Finley account?
Yeah, I don't know who runs it, but it was, Jaden's throwing over the middle. Kingsbury's an elite play caller. You know, where are the analytics pros at now?
Did they respond?
Nobody's responded yet. I guess they're shook.
That is funny.
Hilarious.
As of right now, Jaden Daniels, a lot of this conversation has been about comparing him to the other rookies. In EPA, expected points added for every play. Like, if every play the baseline is a zero, how much more does Jaden add? Where do you think he ranks, not among the rookies, because he's very clearly number one. Where do you think he ranks around the league?
As far as?
EPA, expected points added per play. How much more he gives you? Numero uno.
All right.
Number one, Landfill. What the kid is doing is just outrageous. And then after every game and after every practice, we get to talk to him, and he is just so chill about it all. I said this back in August. I was like, man, nobody knows what's going to happen on the field. Everything could change in the blink of an eye. But the dude, you can believe in the dude.
Yeah.
And I feel more and more concrete in that week after week. We got some
people
that have been on hold a while. Is it Leonidas? Like the dude from 300? Leonidas, you there?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, we got you, brother? Buddy. How you doing?
Happy Victory Monday. You got it. King Leonidas. It took a long time for people to be able to pronounce that name. Thank God for that movie. So appreciate you.
Did you ever just go with Leo?
Oh, my entire life.
Okay.
My entire life.
But now you can flex on him and drop the full one.
That's it, man. That's it. Now, I don't look like those guys, but at the same time, at least my name can be pronounced.
Sure. Got it.
So, jumping on the credit pie here, super excited. Happy Victory Monday. It's just been a real blast to watch. To Landini's point earlier, we've had 25 years of watching this offense come out and just holding our breath to see what happens. Now it's more coming with an expectation of success. And to the running backs, I mean, they ran north and south real well yesterday. It was fun to watch. That opened it up for Jaden, another 12.5% to get that passing game going, spreading the field. A lot of fun. It's just really exciting having that guy here. 50% is going to the coaching staff. I mean, new staff, new personnel. Offense ran a game plan to perfection. Defense executed just as well. The team, on a short week, the coaching staff got these guys ready to go. And to your point on Emmanuel Forbes earlier, they did mention his name. He didn't make a pick. He didn't make a tackle. But in that first half, he took on a block from the wide receiver and turned his back so that the running back had to come upfield, and he met Frankie Luvo right there on the line. And you can see Bobby Wagner just getting excited. And that's the kind of atmosphere right now that this team is showing. Like, these guys have their fundamentals. They're playing as a team. They're playing together. We'll give, I believe that's 20% to the defense. Again, they just were lights out, shut them down. And the final 5% goes to the best player on this team the past 10 years, Tress Way. God bless him. He's taking his new role in stride. My man, 51-yard kick for the first time in 3 weeks. Keep it going, Tress. You're the man.
All right, man. Washington. Appreciate it.
Hey, Leo, that was a great call. Those are very specific numbers.
Yeah.
12.5%, 3%. Yep. Leonidas does not round up or down, Lampfield. Leonidas delivers specifically.
Woo. Credit pie, baby. Where it's due.
Thanks, right, brother. Appreciate the call. Eric Cushman had a much more simple credit pie on via X. Ready for this would be?
Let's go.
He gives all 100% to one person, to one team, as a matter of fact.
Who, the Commanders?
No. Eric Cushman says 1,000% credit pie to the Bears for drafting Caleb Williams. I think it's a little early, but
hey,
it's interesting. Our guy, Tymus, is in Falls Church. What Tymus. Up, Ty?
Hey, man. Good morning, y'all, man. You know, let's talk about this pimping pie here, man. 25% to the O-line. Jaden stayed upright. 25% to Jaden. Just not taking off every time, truly getting out the pocket, keeping his eyes downfield. Another 25% to the defense. I mean, 14 points is crazy. I mean, I can remember the last time, even in the Bengals game, it didn't feel like the defense was holding on. I felt like we were just outgassing their offense. And then 25% to these receivers. I mean, McLaurin had that pass with the interception. They came back. They still got it done. And then, you know, this little whipped cream on top to the special teams. I mean, Seibert is kicking amazing. I love it. And then I really like how we're letting the ball not always going to the end zone. And we're testing them. We're trying to see, hey, can you get to the 30?
Can you
get past the 30? We're really testing that on the special teams, and I love to see that. It really feels like just a great thing. And then last but not least, just a little extra ice cream, if you will, for the pie. You know, because it's Victory Monday. We got to eat.
I'm trying to double dip.
I love the double dip. I love that we can go into half. We can go into halftime with a field goal, and then we come out with a touchdown. I cannot remember the last time we pulled off a successful double dip like that with our offense, and I never saw that in the Rivera era. Like you said, we took kneel downs. We just tried to get off the field. We just wanted to get out of there. It felt like we were uncomfortable playing football. And it feels like now every opportunity there is points to get, we're going to get those points. If we can't get those points, we'll kind of try our damnest to do so, and I love it. I love everything about it.
All right. Appreciate you.
Thank you for the call, man. That's a good call. I think
he's right about the kickoff. They don't kick it just out the end zone every time. And the guy, I think, caught the ball like on a 10, 11-yard line. He didn't get to the 25. He got right before the 25. It's like a 16, 14-yard return, and they still didn't make it to the 30. I like that.
Our guy Drew is on the line. I think he's still he might still be drunk from partying in Tuscaloosa all weekend. Drew, how was that atmosphere for Georgia-Bama?
It was awesome down here, and it was hard to follow it up, but yesterday's game did a good job of following it up.
So, I bet. So what's your credit pie, bro?
So I think that you got to give the whole team the credit pie, but I give an extra slice for Jaden for making everyone around him better, and another slice to the coaches. I thought it was brilliant for them to turn the short week between Cincinnati and Arizona into a team-building opportunity. You know, I could credit the organization for just behaving in ways they didn't for decades, and so I couldn't be more excited about where this team is going. I don't think we've seen the best out of them yet, because they're getting better week to week, and I don't see any reason for that to stop anytime soon.
Well, Drew, you were the one that said they can rebuild and win. You might be right.
They
seem to be doing just that.
Also, hell Drew, yeah. Can I ask you a more personal question? Do you mind?
Sure.
I have now received 4 adult swim chairs.
I didn't know where it was going with that.
Here at the office. I have 4 of them. I know you said you were sending me a package. Is this the package you sent, the four swing chairs to the office?
Yes. I thought it was going to get there shortly after Tampa, but, you know, Amazon not as quick as they used to be. But, yes.
Drew,
I mean, you could have taken one to Arizona.
Now, two came instantly, and then the other two just a lot of glad they weigh on in.
Now, Drew, when we were in Tampa, I was very impressed that you and your wife packed your own swim chairs. I was very impressed by that. But did I give you the impression that I needed four swim chairs myself?
I did. I figured you could take one each time, and then you wouldn't have to deflate it and bring it back.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I just I just thought it was funny.
It's definitely funny. We will post a picture to the Instagram of all four of the boys holding a swim chair and let the world know exactly what we're talking about. You're a very kind man.
Your girls will like them better than the boys over there.
Jeff, he'll find some great use for them. I don't know.
There you go.
Thank you, Drew. Safe travels home, bud.
Probably can't discuss what Jeff going to do with him.
Yeah, I don't know what Jeff's going to do. Shane is in Northern Virginia. Shane, what up, man?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going good, man.
I got to give credit. I'm going to split the 25%, the first 25%, 12.5% to the defensive line, getting in that backfield, really getting that action going, getting five sacks, making it a lot easier for that defense, that secondary, to cover, holding there. Marvin Harrison to 45 yards. We gave an early touchdown to him, but doing a great job. I mean, the whole team, St. Juice, Ford, really showing up, making some good plays. Other 12.5 for that, I'm going to go to the offensive line, keeping Jane together, not letting him get in too many bad positions, letting him still get lanes to run through. I got to give another 25 to the coaching staff. Dan Quinn, we know he's a good defensive coach, really did a good job this weekend in making sure those defensive boys were ready for Arizona. We know what they can do against other good teams. We saw what they did against the Rams. We saw what they did against other teams. We know that they're powerful offensively, really kept it together there. I got to give 25 to Jane, too. The dude's electric. Might be the best quarterback to watch right now. He's just good fun.
Electric.
You know, he threw that pick, had to get that out of the way. You know, tried to fit a ball in there. That's okay. Rest of the game, didn't let him get his game off. He was composed. He was making smart reads, getting the ball where it needed to be. And then 25 to the other side, I got to go to the receivers. They're just making plays in space. Zacchaeus doing some things, getting loose from tacklers. Terry being scary. We all know that's going to happen. And more down the season. You know, October's his favorite season for scary Terry.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, brother.
Great call.
Appreciate it.
Jeff, get line one ready for me, please. I want to read this. Is that good to go? Okay, great. Let me read this real quick. I like this one. This is from the first round draft pick on Twitter.
Mm.
Credit pie, 35% to the offensive coaching staff, Cliff's play calling, Anthony Lynn's run game, and Bobby Johnson for stellar O-line play. 35% the defense for playing much better and flying all over the place. 15% to Jaden. These all add up, right? Nothing, no surprises here. Landfill, you ready for this one? 15% to Magic Johnson for luring Cliff Kingsbury to the team.
Mm.
Remember, the word was Magic's the one that got him to leave Vegas to come to Washington.
He was going to Vegas at first, right?
It is still wild when the team tweets out the photo of Magic watching the game.
Yeah.
And as much as we see the other owners, like locker room, hallways, like you see, you interact, and they're all very polite and cool to talk to, Magic keeps his distance a bit. I think because when he walks around, it's like, you know, Elton John walking around. Mm. Like, he's such a celebrity that it's just like a mass of people at all times.
Yeah, true.
Speaking of celebrities, Brian.
Yes.
Is everybody ready? Is everybody sitting down? Yes, Landfill, you. Are you the celebrity?
No, I mean, I am a celebrity.
Certainly.
I didn't know I was expected to do anything here, though.
Well, we may have...
We have another celebrity, Landfill.
Perhaps an even bigger celebrity on the line. I don't know. Maybe we should put a Twitter poll up. Who's the bigger celebrity? Landini or the man of the cloth? Mr. Rev T joins us. B, how fired up do you think Rev's going to be?
Oh, man.
I haven't spoken to him.
I think he's going to be worse than Jeff.
Hello, Reverend. How do you do?
You got turned down a little bit, dog. Like, your phone is distorted. Bring it down a little bit. We got to hear you and understand you, Rev.
Do you think that was him just screaming so loud?
Yeah.
He hung up on you, Jeff? What just happened?
I had to hang up on him. I got to let him call me back again, dog.
Was he just still screaming?
It was still screaming.
Bro, that sounds like when the robot like malfunctions in a sci-fi movie from the 80s.
Like right before it kills 40 people. Dude, that was unbelievable.
Then we got to turn it down a little bit.
And
just
listen, we get excited for Rev's excitement, but woo, dog, we got to.
He took it one octave too high.
All right, we're trying again.
All right, Rev.
Hello? Bama's, hey, that's that Telluride V Mitch with the speakers be all loud when I be inside. But see, JP Finley, B Mitch, Jeff, and 106.7 The Fan family. What y'all saw yesterday was the offense raise hell. What you saw was the defense raise hell. What you saw was the special teams raise hell. But most of all, whether you was in the East Coast, the West Coast, the North, or down in the damn dirty South, what you saw was the 12th man. They started to stand like only they can. JD Five is keeping hope alive here in the DMV. And the question I leave y'all today, and the question to my fellow Commanders fan, I ask y'all, why not us? Why not us? Because we starting to have an identity, and they want to ask who we are. You tell them we are the mighty Commanders. Y'all know who this is on Victory Monday. The People's Hype Man, say it with me, Red T. Why not us? Why not us? Why not us? Let's go. March with me. Ow! Love somebody.
Love somebody. Thank you, Rev.
Why not us, JP? Why not us?
Answer that question, JP.
I don't have an answer. I think you're going to need more consistent defensive performance, but if you get what you saw yesterday, it's approaching a point where you can't bet against this offense.
What did
the offense?
What did Drew say? Build. You can win while building.
Sure.
If they're not where we think they should be at this point, and they still get a win, that's the best way to get it done, right? I know everybody keeps saying, oh, Kansas City sucks. They not playing good. They 4-0.
4-0, back-to-back Super Bowl champions. But apparently they might be cooked because Rashee Rice is hurt. The team traded away Tyreek Hill and won two more Super Bowls.
Yes.
Ain't never cooked. Landfill, I need your comment just quickly on this one. Can I borrow a dollar on Twitter asks, every win, 100% credit pie goes to Ron Rivera for stinking it up last season so we could get Jaden this year.
Wow. That's fair. Although, I mean, he was trying to win. It's not like he did that on purpose.
When we return, let's hear from Dan Quinn after yesterday's big win.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do it.
Pat Benatar?
Katrina and the Waves.
Okay. Shout out to Katrina and the Waves.
Come on, Katrina.
Let it play because this is the perfect song to introduce Jeff Walker's credit pie. Because Jeff Walker, 3-1, Jaden Daniels looks like the dude. I don't even want to look at the odds because it's far too early to look at this stuff. But Jaden Daniels got to be in the MVP conversation, at least from a betting standpoint. Commanders fans are walking on sunshine, baby.
Oh, float.
And it's time to feel good. Hey. All right, Jeffrey. Not only is it your credit pie, Jeff, but like many callers did, where they just went way over 100%, you can too, bud.
I can wild out?
Go nuts.
You always wild out.
Oh, well, if that's the case, I want to give.
Jeff decided to stand up.
I want
to
give.
Like, you think you're giving a speech. No one can see you.
I want to give 25% to the offense, 25% to the defense, and 25% to the special teams, and 25% to the coaching staff. That was a great team win. We dominated on all aspects of the ball. Offense, defense, special teams. Yeah, some stuff could still be worked out, but that was a bomb win. Dude, I almost lost my voice last night yelling some. Bro, we went for the first time a team we were supposed to beat, even though we were the underdogs. Everyone felt we were supposed to win that game. Mm-hmm. We went in there and smacked them in the mouth. You know what? Hold on. Bow.
Jeff, you all right?
What? Oh, Lord. The dude that wore a hat?
Yo, Jeff.
He came with props.
What in the hell? Lanville, can you tweet out?
Oh, Lord. Whose helmet is that, Jeff?
I don't know that you're going to be able to hear us.
Hey, I can hear y'all fine. I can hear y'all fine. Look. We are back. All the fans that left because the Snyder era was crazy. All man, come back. Open arms. Big hug. We waiting on y'all. Like, this
Who
week four,
does he have
this
that
is going
to be, his head where he
this
gonna
be
a,
week
a
five,
scully.
Week six, week seven. Look, I don't even care if we lose. The thing is, we are making progress every single game. And if we keep making progress every game, we just going to build another successful franchise brick by bleeping brick. And I'll be wearing this helmet every time we have a Victory Monday. Every time. I'm coming to the stream.
Yeah, come on. Let the people see it.
Who helmet is that so big?
Jeff just got red T energy. Get in here. Show them what you got.
Jeff. Pull it up a little bit, though. Yeah, right there.
But show them that you have a hat on under the helmet. If you're watching on the YouTube page, I'm not entirely sure what you're doing.
Y'all know he's not used to wearing a helmet. He'll not probably wear a helmet.
Don't do that.
It's too big. So I got to put my hat on with it.
So
I got this from B-Mitch.
Jeff went from not having a shirt this morning.
I did get this from
you. Changed shirt.
When?
Take it off so they can see the hat under there. This is wild. Jeff going full Rev T. One thing I did just enjoy, Jeff was talking with Stallion. These are two younger men that don't remember, at least I remember the 91 team. And there's a lot of people that don't remember any of the glory years. Jeff and Stallion said, I don't know what to do with myself.
You took the thing out of it. It has no pass in the helmet. That's what the problem
is. Probably why it's so big. But I don't think Jeff's alone as far as a dude that doesn't know how to handle that this team is so good. And it's early. I'm aware how early it is. But
I just say, hey, man, always keep a great mindset of what you want, but keep a even, you know, way of how you produce and say stuff. Because sometimes we can go overboard.
Stallion asked this question, and through four games, I think it's a relatively – I'm curious your answer.
Yeah.
Who's the best team in the NFC East?
Obviously, right now, it is the Commanders. I know people can say what they want about the talent level. Has they beat the Giants? Have the Eagles played up to their capabilities? No. Has Dallas played up to their capabilities? Hell no. Washington has played up. They know what they're doing.
So, shout out to our boy Nate from Hank's Oyster Bar, who's bringing his Victory Monday lunch. Jeff has to go grab it from him. Jeff, please wear your helmet out into the street when you.
Yeah, Jeff, go get that like that. Somebody might tackle you.
Stallion, how old are you? Remind me.
24 years young.
So you
still
were,
young.
You were 12 for Robert's rookie year?
Yeah, I was 12 turning 13. I believe I was in seventh grade there.
13 comes after 12, dog.
Why didn't you give us that update?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
I don't know. You get the point. It was a long time ago. It was a very long time ago. And let me just say this. This is the one time in my life I've actually had real hope. Because in the back of my head, I knew Dan Snyder was still there. He's not here anymore. And Jaden Daniels at this point, through four games, I mean, I saw someone today on ESPN say that he was the best quarterback in the NFC. I've never heard that. I've never had any of my players say this person is the best at their position in the National Football Conference. Not once.
Mm-hmm. Any part of you worry about the new thing I'm hearing is that they've only beat one in three teams?
I mean, not really.
You know how the teams are one in three? Because they beat them.
That's a factor.
What the hell, people?
I think this is good. Like, this is a good football team. I thought the Cardinals were really good. I think the Lions are also a very good team. And the Cardinals, they put up a decent fight against them just last week. The Lions only scored 20 points. All we've heard about is the Lions' offense is so explosive. Ben Johnson this, Amon-Ra St. Brown that, Jared Goff this. I love Jared Goff, but still, Jaden Daniels went into Arizona and put up 42 points.
I mean, one thing you got to really, really like is how efficient and multiple they are offensively.
Yeah.
I mean, B, you brought it up earlier that he connected with, on passes with nine different players.
Yeah.
And while Terry is starting to kind of assume his role as the number one wideout, touchdowns in back-to-back games, fourth quarter touchdowns in back-to-back games. That ball's, I don't see that the ball not being spread around in the offense. And I think the way they're running the ball, all of it, man, the offensive line, Biotish, Allegretti, Cosme.
It makes you the defense have to cover the whole field. And that's not easy for people to do.
So you asked the question, Stallion. Are they the best team in the NFC East to you?
I do believe so at this time. Like, I don't really believe in Dallas. I think Philly's a you-know-what show at this point. And I think the Giants are exactly what we thought. Someone who, Malik Nabers is a great talent. I mean, he torched us. But Daniel Jones, there's a ceiling on that.
He got hurt?
Nabers got a concussion, yeah.
But I thought he had a concussion last week.
They thought he got examined for a concussion against the Skins. But remember, he came back in the game and
yeah, but I'm just saying, like, when you see a guy go down with a hit like that, like, he landed kind of on his head. He goes out to get checked for concussion. And I know people say that this thing is going to be independent of the NFL. I don't buy that by no stretch of the imagination.
I don't blame you.
And then a week or so later, he's in the concussion protocol now.
Jeff, did you really walk out there with the damn helmet on? And are you just standing here? I'll move the mic so people can see you in the stream.
Jeff is a fool, dude.
That's Asperger's
Jeff,
syndrome.
I'm not going to lie, bro. You are hilarious, brother.
Oh, boy.
I mean, and then you got on the Josh Doctson jersey.
Stallion, any part of you nervous? Like, have we entered a world where Commanders fans could just be excited and fired up? Or is a part of you still just nervous?
You know, like, yes, there is still, like, a part of me still nervous. Just because all I've known growing up is losing, unfortunately. And I made this analogy, actually, earlier talking with a buddy of mine. Like, I'm like a rescue dog who used to have, like, an old abusive home. And now I've been taken in by these friendly parents that, like, all they do is feed me every night and give me a shower or a bath every week. And at this point, like, it's still a little weird, like, kind of getting used to it. And not getting beaten up all the time. So
is that similar to your dating life?
Similar to your real life? You always get beat up?
No, never.
Ayo!
Let me get an Ayo. But yeah, that's just what it's like at this point.
So just to clear one thing up and just kind of wrap this up, who's giving you baths now?
No, I'm getting myself baths at this point. B-Mitch, I don't do baths.
B-Mitch is a big bather? Bath taker? Yeah. What would that term
I like
be?
Taking a bath.
Oh, man.
You and Stallion. You guys can bathe it together.
Nah, JP, you got to stop saying stupid stuff on air, bro. Seriously.
Well, speaking of stupid stuff, the Rooster is here. Hello, Chris.
That's a hell of a transition.
How do you do? I want to ask Rooster one simple question, and Lord knows where it'll go, but I have one simple question for Chris. Make it two. What do you do with his burgundy shirt, and does he think the Commanders are the best team in the NFC East? I can tell you the best team in the car buying business is Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them, and you should do the exact same thing. Seven locations all over Northern Virginia, from Alexandria to Chantilly. All the makes, all the models, the best rates you can get. It's Victory Monday, and it can be Victory Monday over at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. B?
When you go to Orsman, it can be victory Monday through Sunday, okay? You can win every time you want to go over there. And when you go there and you get a car, they'll back it by the Orsman Lifetime Edge with up to $1,500 in extras, including complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance, loaner cars with every major maintenance, and a lifetime engine guarantee. And if you're trying to sell your car and you want to get top dollar for it, go to Orsman. They'll give you 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value regardless of its make, model, or year. It's very simple at Orsman. They like to keep their customers happy. And take it from JP and I, Two Beyond satisfies Orsman's customers, and let's ride together.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to our boy Nate, Hank's Oyster Bar, for bringing in some lunch on a victory Monday. You know what happens when there's food around. Chris Russell shows up. Roos, we've been gone.
I missed you guys.
I've been gone a week. B was gone most of the week. I don't think I've actually seen you in like 10 days.
It's been a long time. I saw B like once or twice last week before he turned around and went back out to the West Coast. So that was good. JP, I missed you. Glad to have you back.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for bringing two wins to the radio. Makes all of our lives easier, and that's all that matters.
How about them getting
they
two?
They won because of JP.
Back, yeah. Yo, yeah. I'm the missing ingredient. Yeah. I'm the straw that stirs the drink. How about them getting two back-to-back road wins?
Never
That's hard to do.
Never could have thought that was going to happen. Picked against them both games. I picked them to cover last Monday night, the 7.5. That was easy. I did not think they were going to win. I thought they would win a tight, lose a tight one. I thought they would lose like a 27-23 or something like that yesterday. And I thought Arizona would cover, and man, was I wrong. Arizona was even worse than I thought. And I was already a little skeptical of them. Going in, but way worse than I thought. Defense was great. I'm so happy that nobody can talk about DVOA this week, you know, because that's I heard a lot of that last week. And I kept saying the defense came up with a couple of big stops, forced field goals and whatnot in the first half against Cincinnati, almost got off on a fourth and goal. So the defense is better than the statistics are playing, but they were good yesterday. What?
The stats are the stats. You give up 33 points and 450 yards. I don't want to hear about Ben, but don't break. Regardless, we don't need to focus on that game because they just came off their best one.
Right. But I'm saying they were better yesterday.
Yeah.
What's been your biggest surprise thus far, Roos?
I mean,
let's remember that Rooster was a Drake maniac.
I want to know.
I mean, am I surprised how good Jaden is? Of course. Mm-hmm. I guess overall I would say how – my biggest surprise is either how well the offensive line has completely gelled in all areas, and I don't even think he's been under pressure at times, and he's had to escape at times, but it's not like a constant siege when you look at other young offenses, other young quarterbacks, and even, quite honestly, not, you know, watch the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence been around forever, got paid $250 million. He's constantly under siege, constantly running around, constantly running away, constantly making bad decisions. So, you know, besides Jaden, I don't know. Am I wrong, guys? The offensive line, like yesterday,
has been good.
I mean, they had a caravan on Jaden's run. Tyler Biotis just blew somebody up, and he just like student body right. And I think Biotis has been good examples.
So good,
yeah.
And I think his ability to kind of anchor everything from the center, make the protection calls, all that is night and day to when what they tried with Gates last year.
I agree. And really, the year before that, when they ran through like four different centers, they have not been good at center since the middle of 2021 when Chase Roullier got hurt, right? They have not been even adequate. And I saw your interview with Nick Allegretti, who, how could you not like that dude?
He is beyond likable. Actually, yeah. B, you'll like this. Dougie Fresh, Doug McKinney, was texting me and Mitch. He's like, I love Nick Allegretti. Is he a good guy? If so, I'm ordering that jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And me and Mitch were like, dude, he's the best. He's the funny. Best. Mm-hmm. He's happy to chat.
Love sports talk radio.
Always busted balls in the locker room. When Trent Scott got the touchdown, it was awesome watching how that O-line kind of interacted with him. So to all the people out there, should you want an Allegretti jersey, feel free. Yeah. Fire away.
In Tampa, I think I sat and I talked with his mother-in-law, I think it was.
Allegretti's mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Cool.
I sit in the lobby and I like to talk to people, find out why they're there.
You know, one last one on the offensive line. Wiley, on the second McNichols touchdown, just caves a wall in from the right tackle spot. I mean, and opens up a Lincoln Tunnel-sized hole for McNichols, you know? I mean, so it's little things like that. I didn't notice Coleman as much yesterday. Maybe I just missed him, and I got to slow it down. And you know,
when you don't know he's the left tackle. Yeah. I mean, he's doing a great job.
Good point. Now, Arizona didn't have the best pass rush to begin with, but
we had a guest on last week that said their pass rush is awful.
Yeah,
and then that guest texted me last night and said, "See, I told you,
pretty awful." I think they were like 27th worst in the pocket, or something like that, or rushing against quarterbacks in the pocket, or something like that.
Lanville, as the PhD, the only one with a second graduate degree on the program, can you confirm or deny that Rooster is a Drake maniac?
He definitely is. Yeah, okay. Drake maniac.
Okay. Just wanted to clear that up.
I mean,
how? Dude, I think everybody to some degree, whether you're a Drake maniac or not, everybody to some degree is surprised at just how, I mean, because Jaden Daniels isn't playing good for a rookie. Like, you don't need any qualifiers. Right. He's just playing great football.
No, I agree.
I agree. How surprised are you how fast they've hit the ground running?
Listen, when you can run the ball the way they've been able to run the ball, that makes any quarterback's life happier and easier. But what maybe I'm missing the wrong thing here. His prowess on third down,
First in the league on third down conversion.
I've never had confidence, with the exception of a couple of big runs, the end of 15 with Kirk in that four-game stretch where, you pretty much thought they could throw any dart, any seed, any throw, anywhere, any down and distance. I've never really had confidence in this team on third and even medium, never mind third and long. And
well, they also haven't really gotten into it. They're last in the league in plays of third and five or more.
Yeah. That's true.
And that's some credit to Cliff and the way they're running the ball.
It's a lot of credit to Cliff because you look at the design of the play. When he get out on the edge, it's always multiple receivers, more receivers than there are defenders.
Yep.
And then you got Jaden running. They are in a pickle.
Well, the other thing is he keeps his eyes up. Like, so many mobile quarterbacks and young quarterbacks don't keep their eyes up, and I consistently see it. Like, that was a thing for me after the Cincinnati game. Not as much yesterday, because I don't think he rolled as much to his right yesterday as he did in the Cincinnati game. But, okay, hit the back of your drop in gun, and then he doesn't see what he likes for whatever reason, whether he misses it or there's just nothing there, and then he rolls to his right and he keeps his eyes up and he flips his hip and he's able to make an accurate, strong throw on the run or by resetting his feet. You don't see that from young quarterbacks. You
the
don't see that from a lot of
yesterday was unbelievable.
Yo,
he take off running. Oh no, here you run.
Dude, the amount you just knocked your camera over. The amount of,
I'm a little physical, dog.
Really, really high accuracy, tight window throws yesterday, I thought were really, really impressive. Jaden just Jaden's touchdown run showed you all the skill he has, but as a runner, like the vision, the patience.
He dipped back inside, the guy tried to jump, and then he just walked to the outside.
Totally. Roost, question simple. Who's the best team in the NFC East?
I mean, I got to go with the Minnesota Vikings.
NFC East.
Oh, NFC East. I'm sorry. I thought you said NFC. I'm sorry. My bad. My fault. I mean, record-wise tells us, your eyes tell us, very clearly it's the Washington Commanders. Very clearly. Not by this much. The Eagles are a mess. I mean, I don't know if you guys, you guys were flying.
Sirianni's getting fired.
They were talking on Get Up Again this morning. Now, listen, they didn't have A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith, so I'm willing to cut them some slack. But Jalen Hurts after the game was like, something about, I forgot what
hating
the exact
his head coach.
Talking to him about their identity.
Yeah, there was and that they were sometimes on the same page. I guess the only thing I could call their identity this year is Saquon Barkley, and that's a pretty damn good identity.
Yeah.
But if you can take away Saquon Barkley, as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did for the most part yesterday, by going out to such a big
run. Kellen Moore took away Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, no, I know they gave up a big run to him, and that got the Eagles back into it. But I'm saying, if you force Jalen into a position where he's missing his two top targets, for crying out loud. We know they've got other guys, but including Jahan Dotson. But, I mean, I don't know. It's
a
mess. The Giants, I think Daniel Jones is a little bit better than people think he is, whatever, but he's nothing special. He's
everybody,
and
apparently you have something
Cowboys
to do soon.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you get rid of your burgundy shirt and why?
Yeah. I did. Because
he has a burgundy shirt under this gray shirt.
He does. Lanville, you know
that? He thinks he's slick. He always tell you what it is.
Just for the viewers
just for
at
you
home.
Guys.
Roost is wearing a Redskins shirt?
Just for you guys. Miss BJ gave it to me before I got dumped in 2015.
At least nobody keeps track of their grievances quite like Chris Russell.
Hey, man, I served that place for a long, long time. Worked a lot of hours. And
we're
got,
going around
got
the NFL
trucked.
When we return. Chris Russell's wearing a Redskins shirt. Nobody go anywhere.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.